Thank you so much. That's right. It is time for The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Burge. We're delighted to be here.
The days of 76 coming up in Deadwood, South Dakota. The first day is July 21st. The last day, July 27th. And, of course, 16-time Badlands Circuit Rodeo of the Year. 19-time PRCA Rodeo of the Year. It's the best of the best. 102nd Annual Deadwood Days of 76. Go to daysof76.com for details.
Local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified, special interest sections, and so much more. Guess what I'm talking about? Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you get a hold of them, tsln.com, and get your subscription going today. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
You're invited to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Yep, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board says go to visitvalentine.org. Check out 50 things to do. Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska, and home of the Nebraska Star Party at the end of this very month. And don't forget the quiet trails on the Niobrara National Scenic River. One of 11 outfitters, go to visitvalentine.com and find out more.
Mike, I've got job interviews. They interview a mathematician, an accountant, and an economist. They're all applying for the same job.
Okay.
The interviewer calls in the mathematician and asks, what do 2 plus 2 equal? The mathematician replies, 4. The interviewer asks, 4 exactly? The mathematician looks at the interviewer incredulously and says, yes, 4 exactly. Then the interviewer calls in an accountant and asks the same question. What do 2 plus 2 equal? The accountant says, on average, 4, give or take 10%, but on average, 4. Then the interviewer calls in the economist and poses the same question. What do 2 plus 2 equal? The economist gets up, locks the door, closes the shade, sits down next to the interviewer and says, what do you want it to equal? There we go. Stu Kovar sent that to us.
The 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match is coming up at the Open A Angus Arena. That's in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. And it's not that far away. August 3rd, all the action starts at 1 p.m. And if you want more information or tickets, go to hotrnd.com. Here's a little something called the Dream Stealer, and the author is Jack Canfield, and we've got this for you on the Good Stuff today. I have a friend named Monty Roberts who owns a horse ranch, and he has let me use his house to put on fundraising events to raise money for youth at-risk programs. The last time I was there, he introduced me by saying, I want to tell you why I let Jack use my house. It all goes back to a story about a young man who was the son of an itinerant horse trainer who would go from stable to stable, racetrack to racetrack, farm to farm, and ranch to ranch, training horses. As a result, the boy's high school career was continually interrupted. When he was a senior, he was asked to write a paper about what he wanted to be and to do when he grew up. That night, he wrote a 7-page paper describing his goal of someday owning his own horse ranch. He wrote about his dream in great detail and even drew a diagram of the ranch, showing the location of all the buildings, the stables, and the track. Then he drew a detailed floor plan for a 4,000-square-foot house that would sit on a 200-acre dream ranch. He put a great deal of his heart into the project, and the next day he handed it to his teacher. 2 days later, he received an F. See me after class. The boy with the dream went to see the teacher after the class and asked why he'd gotten an F. The teacher said, this is an unrealistic dream for a young boy like you. You have no money. You have come from an itinerant family. You have no resources. You have to buy the breeding stock and you'll have to pay large stud fees. There's no way you could ever do it. The boy went home and thought about it long and hard. He asked his father what he should do. And his father said, look, son, you have to make up your own mind on this, but it'll be an important decision. Finally, after thinking about it for a week, he went back to his teacher, turned in the same paper, and he stated, you can keep the F. And I'll keep my dream. Then, Monty turned to the assembled group and said, I tell you this story because you're sitting in my 4,000-square-foot house in the middle of my horse ranch. I still have that school paper framed over the fireplace. The best part of the story is that 2 summers ago, that same school teacher brought 30 kids to camp out on my ranch for a week. When the teacher was leaving, he said, look, Monty, I can tell you this now. When I was your teacher, I was something of a dream stealer. During those years, I stole a lot of kids' dreams. Fortunately, you had enough gumption not to give up on yours. Don't let anyone steal your dreams. Follow your heart, no matter what. And the author on that is Jack Canfield on The Good Stuff.